It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Record-breaking numbers of Iowa voters went to last night's caucuses. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the Republican race, which put Mike Huckabee on top. First, Barack Obama was the decisive winner for the Democrats in the nation's first official contest in this year's presidential race. For Obama, it was a come-from-behind victory crucial for his prospects in other states. John Edwards came in second, slightly ahead of Hillary Clinton's third-place finish. Two other Democrats dropped out of the race. NPR's David Wellna reports from Des Moines.
More than 239,000 Iowans showed up at the Democratic caucuses. That's nearly twice the number who attended those meetings 4 years ago. Many went for the first time. Many were independents, and almost a quarter of them were younger than 30. These are exactly the people polls had shown most likely to choose Obama. By the end of the evening, the son of a black Kenyan father and white American mother had garnered 38% of the support at the caucuses in a state that's 95% white. In his victory speech, he cast the outcome as historic.
Years from now, you'll look back and you'll say that this was the moment. This was the place where America remembered what it means to hope.
And Obama cast himself, as he often has in this campaign, as both a longed-for national unifier and agent of change.
You said the time has come to move beyond the bitterness and pettiness and anger that's consumed Washington, to end the political strategy that's been all about division and instead make it about addition, to build a coalition for change that stretches through red states and blue states. Because that's how we'll win in November, and that's how we'll finally meet the challenges that we face as a nation.
Obama finished 8 percentage points ahead of John Edwards, who's campaigned in Iowa for much of the time since he also finished second here 4 years ago. Edwards tried portraying what was clearly a disappointing finish in the best light possible.
The one thing that's clear from the results in Iowa tonight is the status quo lost and change won. And now we move on. We move on from Iowa to New Hampshire and to the other states to determine who's best suited to bring about the change that this country so desperately needed.
Indeed, more than half the Democratic caucus goers last night cited the ability to force change as what's most important to them in choosing a candidate. And both Edwards and Obama tout themselves as the candidates of change. Still, Edwards finished less than a percentage point ahead of Hillary Clinton, who took away a very different message last night. For her, this is still a contest that's all about electability and experience.
What is most important now is that as we go on with this contest, that we keep focused on the two big issues, that we answer correctly the questions that each of us has posed. How will we win in November 2008 by nominating a candidate who will be able to go the distance and who will be the best president on day one? I am ready for that contest.
Two other Democratic contenders last night decided to bow out. Senators Joe Biden and Chris Dodd did so after finishing even more poorly than Bill Richardson's 2% showing. Here's Dodd, who moved his entire family to Iowa as he campaigned.
I'm withdrawing from the presidential race, but let me assure you, we did not exit this race with our heads hanging. Rather, we do so with our heads very, very high. This was a great effort.
In the end, the Iowa caucus served the purpose for which it was originally intended, winnowing down the field of presidential candidates. But for Barack Obama, the caucus served his main purpose as well, showing he could win in Iowa and hoping the same will happen in many other states. David Wellna, NPR News, Des Moines.